There's the man.
There's Michael.
The man is here.
There is music, lots of music, some new pieces, as well as fresh takes on the global hits that made Michael Jackson the self-proclaimed king of pop. They say why? The film shows tantalizing bits of what was being prepared using a cast of 70, including musicians, dancers, acrobats, and puppeteers amid an elaborate stage set with giant video screens for pre-recorded 3D segments especially produced for the tour. In a rare glimpse behind the scenes, the rehearsal videos show Jackson working to achieve the kind of polished entertainment fans around the world had come to expect from his shows.
Michael, do you like this, first of all?
Yeah, that's a cool move.
Okay.
Cool move, but yeah. It just spreads out too much at the end. What is that?
The stage show director was longtime Jackson collaborator Kenny Ortega, who went from dancer and choreographer to a successful career as a film director. So when the producers decided to turn the rehearsal video into a theatrical film, Ortega was the natural choice to direct it. But still mourning the loss of his friend, he admits his first instinct was to turn down the offer.
I looked at this and I thought, no, I mean, he died and a part of me has collapsed. I'm shattered. Make a film about, no way, you know, but what I promised I would do was I would go in and I would look at the footage and offer an opinion as to whether I thought we had enough there to tell a story. And when I saw it, I realized that it was my responsibility, that the journey wasn't over for me, and that I had to pull it together real fast because there was no way I was going to let this footage go into the hands of someone that didn't understand what it was, where it came from. You know, I mean, this was Michael and I and the team that we put together, and how could I just turn my back on it?
I gotta cue that. Yeah. That shouldn't trigger on its own.
That should be a special.
That can't trigger on its own.
Our girl. The difficult part was that it was so fresh, so quick after, but that also served us because it was all there. We knew, you know, what the story was. We didn't set out to make a movie here, but having just come right out of the concert experience with Michael, we knew where his heart was. We knew what the investment was for him. We knew what his purpose for going out at this time of his life was, and we knew what his ideas were. And that, for me, was the reason to make the film. And so from day one, we just focused. We kept Michael in the space with us, and we thought about the fans and what the fans would need to take away from this film experience.
From the time I started working with Michael in 93 as a dancer, he always documented the process. It was a tool for him. It was a reference tool.
Travis Payne, choreographer for the show's complex dance routines, is a co-producer on the film. He explains that Jackson himself was the reason so much video of the rehearsals was available to them, but Payne is not sure how comfortable the entertainer would be with the rough, unfinished performances in the film.
I think in the past, Michael would not have necessarily wanted people to see that entire process because he didn't before. But I think that he wanted so much to be great and amazing and perfect. You know, and we would tell him, look, you don't have to be perfect. We all love you. We're here for you. We're here to support you. We're your family. You know, you don't have to be pristine. You don't have to be perfect, perfect, perfect. Just give us what you want to give us every day. You know, we'll take that. That's fine. It's enough. Just be Michael Jackson. You don't have to do anything but be Michael Jackson. And he allowed himself to relax into it a little more.
Get me out, bam. Something right there. Mm-hmm. Into the nighttime. Four walls won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple cup.
This Is It does not deal with any of the circumstances surrounding Jackson's death, nor does it go into the widely reported concerns about the grueling hours of rehearsal. Director Ortega says those issues were not relevant to this film.
What I wanted to do here was to tell the story of what Michael had planned for the fans in the best way that I could with what I had available to me. And so that's what I did. It wasn't about leaving things out to protect him. It was about telling a story. And I think that when you see the film, you realize I allowed him to be vulnerable. I allowed him to be unguarded. I allowed him to go through a creative process like any person would go through. And I think that that's the surprising and beautiful thing about the film is, in fact, we see Michael in that place where every artist ultimately has to be at the beginning before it's finished.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Hold for applause, fade out.
Michael Jackson's This Is It will be in theaters for only a few weeks, to be followed by a DVD with many more hours of rehearsal performances. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
This is it. Here I stand. I'm the light of the world. I feel grand. This love.